Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cass, chilling as you shall. Father time was good, dog.
CityRadio.net.
We built this shit!
It's your boy Cass, chilling as usual. Oh my man, Father Time, what's good, Doc?
What's cracking, Doc?
Chilling, relaxing. Long day, very long day.
All right, we got a liquor store with us, man.
What's up, sweetheart?
Yeah, what's going on?
Chilling. We got Janine here with us.
Hey, what's going on, sweetheart?
Nothing. How's everybody?
Hey.
What's up?
Hi.
I think it's my cousin. What's up, man?
What up, Rod?
What's up, Doc?
What's going down, man?
Just chilling. Thanks for calling the show, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I just seen it on Facebook, bro.
That's what's up.
Yeah, what's going on with you, though, bro?
We doing our thing, man.
Okay, everything good with you with that other situation type thing?
Yeah. We can talk about that off air.
Oh, my bad.
It's all good. All right, man, that's it. We got people listening. If y'all want to join the conversation, we got to push one. But right now, we're about to jump into the top.
Well, right.
Go ahead, bro.
Right. Huh? I feel like I'm glad. I feel like I'm surfing. That little noise in the background, like I'm surfing or something. But, alright.
Mm-hmm.
You said what now, partner?
Alright, I got it. Donnie, you got a lot of background, man. You got to get rid of that background, bro.
Yeah,
it's Donnie.
Oh, okay. I couldn't catch his voice. Oh, man, duh.
What's going on with you, bro?
I'm chilling. What's happening with you? It's been a minute.
Man, slow mo.
Oh, man. We ain't kicked it since the wedding?
Man, it's been a long time.
All right. I'm going to kick it with this motherfucker's wedding. But anyway, we ain't going to. We ain't going to talk about him today. We ain't going to talk about that today.
No, we ain't.
All right. Check this out, y'all. I want to know what y'all think about the double standard thing. You know what I'm saying? And I know a lot of people like, what's the double standard thing? The double standard thing is basically what you... how can I say this without sounding chauvinistic? How can I say it without sounding chauvinistic, dog? Can you help me out? I'm talking about y'all ladies. Y'all have a double standard for us. Y'all do know that, right?
Yes, we know that.
Okay. I'm glad everybody, all the ladies agree.
What do you mean by double standard?
I mean, now, let's just say, If a man comes up and he says to you, look, this relationship, I don't want shit, but, I want this to be a sexual thing. I don't want all that other shit. I just, we just having sex. And you agree. Now, somehow, some way down the road, you do catch feelings. And you bring it to him. You bring it to him, and he tell you, well, hey, this ain't nothing but a sexual thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get mad. So all I would give you was dick. That's it. He's the most worst motherfucker. He's the worst motherfucker in the world. He's right for what he's saying, but... Yet and still, he's the worst motherfucker in the world. Now, let's as my man Father Time say, let's flip that. Now, if it was the woman who said, okay, all I want is a sexual thing, and the man said, okay, I agree with you. And now he comes along and he's like, well, baby, I done fell in love with you, and I don't want you with nobody else, and this, that, and the other. And, he pulls his heart out to her. He becomes uncontrollable. He's a stalker. Something wrong with him. You need to get the fuck rid of him because you told him what it is, and he don't understand. He's stalker material. Now,
this is what it is. I'm going to break it down for you, dog. This is how I see it.
Mm-hmm.
When it happens to the dude is a stalker, right?
Mm-hmm.
The woman, she just got her heart broke. Oh, he just broke her heart. How could he do that to her? You know what I mean? But when it happened to the dude, he's a stalker. He got restraining orders. He can't go 100 feet within her. You know what I'm saying? But when it's a woman, she got her heart broke. Oh, he was a dog-ass motherfucker anyway. You didn't need to
fuck
with him.
She's the victim, and he's the stalker.
That's because, and I'm going to explain,
Please do.
That woman ain't telling her friends that they just fucking. You know what I'm saying? She ain't gonna tell her friends the truth that we agreed to just be fucking partners. She telling them or portraying as if they in a relationship to her friends, so she being phony in front of her friends. She's not gonna tell her friends that. She might tell one of her best friends or something, but she's not gonna tell her friends that she agreed to just be this dude's fucking partner. Because therefore, when it does come out that, you know, she didn't call feelings and he don't want to fuck with her no more, then her friends would be like, well, girl, you know, that's what it was. You need to move on. See, it's all according to what she's telling her friends.
Okay, her attitude about the whole situation is based on the shit that she's going around telling people?
Yeah.
That still makes him look fucked up.
It does make him look fucked up, but how can you blame the people saying it when they don't really know the situation anyway? They only going by what she's telling them.
I think that's a fucked up way for women to think if they think like that.
That's fucked up. So you ready to get me locked up? Because I'm stalking, just because I fell in love with your ass. You should be happy, grateful.
No, and it depends, because some men do act crazy when you do need to get a restraining order. But if I'm telling you the same thing that we agreed on and you start acting crazy, when I be like, okay, now that's enough. You know, I understand your feelings, and not being mean or nothing like that, I understand your feelings, but maybe I just don't have those same feelings he has. And so when you start acting crazy, then sometimes we as women don't have no choice because, you know, you have to look at it. We are women. And even though women, they come out off like they're the baddest motherfuckers ever, they know most men we cannot beat.
So I'm fucked up because I fell in love.
I ain't saying you fucked up. I'm
crazy
saying,
because I fell in love.
It depends on how you acting. If you showing up at my house uninvited, then that is talking material. You showing up at places where I'm at after I done told you it's not like that, and you are stalking me, then why shouldn't I do that?
How about stalking you? I just dropped that. See how you do it. How's that stalking?
Hold on, dog. Hold on one second. What about the man, though? What about when I'm at the motherfucking club and you pop your ass up because you know that's where I hang out at, or I'm at my boy crib and I walk out the door and you sitting outside parked in front of his house?
Drinking a 40.
It's the same thing. Then she's talking to you. But, of course, a man's point of view is, they don't feel like they need to run to no police or nothing like that because they can take care of or handle themselves. They men.
Okay, hold that thought, Janine. Hold that thought. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
Hey, this is Poetry.
What's happening, Poetry?
Hey, how's it going?
Poetry
Window Seal, gotcha.
All right, Porch. You really stand. What do you got to say on it?
I don't even know what you're talking about. What you all talking about?
Yeah, she just jumped in.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm the conversation. We're talking about the double standard thing. Why is it okay for women to have this things to go one way, but when it comes to a man, I mean, like we use an example of as if I told you, look, this is just a fucking relationship, and you caught feelings for me, and even though you caught feelings for me, I tell you, hey, look, this is a fucking relationship. I'm a dog. I ain't shit because, you know, I'm not even taking consideration your feelings. But when it's vice versa, and I'm sitting there, you know, I'm talking to you, you know, and I'm telling you I love you, and, you know, you telling me, well, I don't love you like that. You know, it was just a fucking relationship. I'm a stalker. Why
you
say
you're going to stalk?
No, I'm considered a stalker because, you know, I'm opening up telling you my feelings, and you not feeling the same way, and I may get a little emotional about it. First thing motherfuckers say, girl, you better get rid of that motherfucker. He a stalker. But soon as a dude do it, they be like, man, you ain't shit. You a dog-ass motherfucker for treating her like that.
And you asking me how do I feel about that? Is that what you're asking me?
Yes, dear.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel that when you're going into a relationship, well, whatever type of relationship it is, whether it's a fucking relationship or you in a relationship, if you laying all your cards out on the table and that's supposed to be understood, then what's understood shouldn't have to be explained. So, I mean, as far as the double standard, I mean, I feel like you should go, I really don't, as far as the double standard thing goes, I mean, that's kind of, I don't know, I guess that's kind of like a far-fetched, but, I mean, if you fucking somebody, you eventually going to have some type of feelings, you know what I'm saying, eventually. Whether it's just, you know, he cool or she cool, and depending on how much time y'all spend together, then eventually, yeah, you may fall in love. But if you ain't supposed, if it's agreed upon that you ain't supposed to have no feelings, then whoever putting their feelings out there, you know, to be told, then you setting yourself up to get hurt.
That was a great lawyer answer. We was in court. That was a great answer. You notice how she went all the way around without saying that the girl was in the wrong or nothing like that? Jesus, boy, what did you do for that? That was a great lawyer answer.
I mean, I'm just, okay, I'll be real because I've been in situations like that, and if it's clear across on the table, we ain't supposed to have no feelings, then I'm not going to tell you how I feel, especially if I know that you ain't type of nigga that want to settle down, and I know this going in. If I know that you got a girl and you ain't leaving your girl for me going in, then first of all,
okay.
I'm going to set my own stuff up for you.
Let's take the girl out the equation. Let's just say I don't have a girl. I just don't want no relationship.
Okay, well, that's my fault because, I mean, I'm setting my own stuff up for that. If I'm not strong enough to deal with it, then that's my fault. And if I have feelings for you, me personally, if I was fucking around with somebody and I had feelings for them and we was supposed to be a fucking relationship, I'm not going to tell you how I feel. You ain't going to never know how I feel.
So what if your homegirl, she come telling you, she come crying to you, oh, this motherfucker, he talking about he don't love me and this, that, that. And I did this, I did that, and he don't love me. What would you say to her?
I'd have told her the same thing. You should know what you got yourself to get.
I don't believe you.
I don't either. But she's a great lawyer. Next time we need an attorney for Sin City, we call her Poetry because she sure can give you these great lawyer answers. Oh, she got man hung up on us. Damn. I was just kidding.
She hung up on herself.
How I say she hung up on us. All right. Now, okay. So, Janine. Now,
uh-huh.
I know we. I haven't heard the conversation from you before. What do you do? I mean, because, I done heard you call motherfuckers. I heard you call many a motherfuckers old soft-ass motherfuckers for acting like that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I ain't never put no restraining orders on them or nothing like that. I was close to calling the police on one guy, but that was because after I broke it off with him, he started threatening me and my family. He knew where I was at. He was showing up at the grocery store where I shopped at. I mean, it was just getting crazy. I mean, I had to even tell my husband about the whole situation.
Hold on, y'all. We got a new call. I don't know if this portrait or not, but Carla, what's out there?
Yeah, it's me.
You know what?
He was calling my job. He was jeopardizing my job because he wouldn't stop calling up there. So, I mean, it got to that point where I was going to call. I have to call the police, but I still didn't do it. I called his mama and told her. That was the final straw that I had to fucking call his mama for him to stop harassing me.
Okay.
But she was calling my mama.
Hold on one second.
She was calling her mama for.
Wait a minute. Hold on, dog. Don.
Yo.
Where my man Don at? You been listening, Don?
Yeah, I've been listening to the whole thing, dog.
All right, now, Don. You the new guy on the block. You the new guy on the block, so I'm going to start with you. All right, Don. You hearing all this? Motherfucker call your mom. Or, you know what I'm saying? Motherfucker talking about threatening to call the police on you and all that. What do you do? What do you say to her?
You said what now? A motherfucker called my mom.
Yeah, they like, I mean, you heard. She said she put a call. She had to call his mom and all this. I mean, but now you poured your heart out, man. How you feeling? How you feeling if she looking at you like, I don't love you like that?
Shit, I'm feeling fucked up, shit, because I've been through that type of situation before, shit.
So how'd you handle
what happened?
Yeah, if you don't mind telling us, how'd you handle it?
Man, I don't even want to discuss that one right now.
Oh, man, come on, man. It's a radio show,
hey, man. I mean, if it still hurt him, man, it still hurt him. You can't make the man. All right, we're gonna let Don collect his thought for a second. Probably like a dirty bitch of a kill this bitch soon as I hang up.
No, it ain't like that.
Hey, but check it out, all man. Right. We got people listening. If y'all want to jump in, you got to push one, sunshine. With a Y. Yeah,
man,
I see you.
Call him up. All right, Liquor Store. You quiet? I ain't heard from you. What do you do?
Actually, I have had that to happen. I had a guy, and he still every now and again will call me, and I won't answer the phone. I check my voicemail. I got motherfucking old men and messages talking about how, you know what I mean, shit, whenever you're ready, you know what I'm saying, I love you. And I'm wondering, okay, because my cards is all out on the table. I've never given you any inclination whatsoever that I'm even interested in you. You know what I'm saying? So I guess basically it all comes down to choice. I mean, if he chooses to keep on, you know, trying to reach out to me or trying to give me the buzz, that's his choice. I still don't have to, I mean, I don't look at him as a stalker. I think, I just think he's a lonely individual, you know what I'm saying? But that's his choice. That's his choice to keep on trying to reach out to me. I mean, this is, you know, never got to the point where, you know, there was any threats or anything like that. So I never have felt the need to, you know, call no police or nothing like that. I just don't answer the phone.
Okay. Sunshine, what's up, baby?
Hey.
Hey, Sunshine, long time no hear.
Yeah.
That's all I get is a year.
I'm glad
you're feeling better. Oh, thank you. All I get is just like a plain old, like, yeah, whatever. Push on. That's cool.
What's up, Ram? I see you.
Okay. Now, once again, since we got Don here, Don, you the new guy on the block. Now, let me ask you this. Now, we heard what Janine said. Janine said it got so bad, she had to go and tell her husband what was going on. Now, Don, you the husband. You sitting there watching motherfucking Monday Night Football, and she say, I need to talk to you. And she proceeds to tell you, yeah, the guy I was fucking, he's stalking us now. Hey, he crazy. We need to stick together. What did you
do? Hold on, Don.
The guy I was fucking is fucking me now. Before you even answer that question, man, hold on. Let me make sure I got this right. Did you say the motherfucker I'm fucking is stalking me? And this
right.
is my wife talking to me?
Right. Be crazy.
And then you say we got to stick together.
All right. That shit is hilarious.
Well, okay,
oh, shit.
Don, the new guy, and Don, the new guy on the show. So we are gonna let Don answer that question first. Don, you watch
yeah.
the movie. She comes to you. That's what she tell you. What do you say?
I can't even holler you, man. I get feedback in her back.
I'm saying that she said that the guy that she's fucking is stalking her now. And she's telling you this for you to protect her. What do you do?
Shit, I'm going to go out and handle that business, though. You know what I'm saying?
But you her husband.
Okay. You the husband. You not. You. She just told you I'm fucking. This is the guy I'm fucking.
And you the husband. This is your wife telling you she fucking somebody else, and now he's stalking her. What you do?
Shit, I'm going to have that business with both of them. You know what I'm saying? Just shit straight with both of them.
Okay. I mean, you know what? That's a good answer. Janine, let me tell you.
Uh-huh.
You may need to go to the police and not only get one, but you're going to need two restraining orders. To be hell. Oh, but both of us out to get your ass. I'm going to tell you what the... You what? Wait a minute. Hold on.
I told you.
Now, Rev, I'm going to flip it. Me and you married. We married, right? We married 10 years. And I come to you, right? You sitting up there, you watching Drone Hospital or One Life to Live or whatever, whichever ones you watch. I say, baby, we need to talk. The girl up fucking, she's stalking me. I don't know what to do.
Hold on. Before you answer that, now, I'm telling you because not only did she threaten me, she threatened you too. Let's stick together. She crazy. Let's stick together.
Now, am I supposed to still be with the husband, or we ain't together no more?
No, we together.
Y'all together.
We in the same house.
Oh, but this is his woman on the side that's stalking him now.
Yeah. Right. But now you got to throw in that she coming to get you too now.
Right.
She ain't coming to get me.
But you just now finding out that I got something on the side.
I don't think that's no stick together situation right there. That's his damn problem. But I will be glad that he told me so I can be prepared just in case she try to act up.
Exactly.
You know what?
You ain't gonna
Janine,
put it under me.
Janine.
Huh?
Can I just say something before we even say anything? You gotta wait. I mean, Janine, you gotta wait with this, right? I mean, he stepped up to the plate and bagged you up, right?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, now Janine, I don't say this. And I don't say this. I don't think I've ever said this since the show been going. And please, if I say it and it offends you, I'm sorry, but I got to say this. In that case, and I hope you look at me like your girlfriend right about now, because I'm going to say this. You the baddest bitch I ever met in my damn life. I'm sorry. I ain't never seen no shit like that. Dude, do you know I would be sitting there watching TV and be like, you kidding me, right? Wait a minute, let me get this right. The motherfucker you fucking is now after you and me? Because
right.
Because
where the cameras at?
You,
most people hidden cameras right somewhere.
Wait a minute.
This is a joke. This
right,
is a fucking
because
joke.
You stop fucking him? And then you tell me, well, I'm telling you to benefit you. What? Man, I swear to God, you would be that like, you know what, excuse me, Your Honor, I need two restraint orders because he over here stalking me because he wants a pussy. This motherfucker talking about he's going to bury me and him. Man, I don't know. I would lose my fucking mind.
I told you what I do, man. I'll be looking for Ashton. Where's Ashton Kutcher? I just got pumped.
No. And this is the fucked up part. Now I got to defend myself against this crazy motherfucker.
I don't know. I think it's the puppy dog eyes and them tears get the rolling.
Shit.
Hey. I'm telling you, they work. What's that little dog with the cat that they eyes get real big and everybody feel bad?
Man.
Shit.
I don't give a damn if you looking like a basset hound. Shit, I'm not. I'm sorry. Man, do you know how... Oh, Lord. I got it. Hey, my hat goes off to you. You a bad motherfucker. I mean, can anybody say they can pull that off?
No, I ain't gonna be a pull that off because if that bitch is come home telling me that shit, I'm gonna fuck him up and then wait for the bitch when she come. Then she gonna get it too. I'm with you. I can't. That's not nothing unless I lie about it though. I guess if it was me trying to tell the dude I'm with it that that's what's going on, I just try to ask and shit to make it seem like it ain't really what it is. You know, just like, hey, you know, this dude, like, he came into my job and he was flirting with me, and I told him, you know, that I was mad, but he won't leave me alone, and then that's just what he's doing. That's just what I would say. I don't think I'd come out with someone who's supposed to be like that. Right. I don't think I'm going to come out and say that I'm fucking this dude. I mean, cause if I sit here and tell my husband, yeah, you know what, the dude I was fucking, you know, yeah, now... Because, I mean, I think you probably will kill me right there, like real talk. I don't think, you know.
Yes, they deserve
to
die. I hope they burn in hell.
I don't even think he'll be a factor anymore. By the time I get through talking and shit, I won't even be here. So, yeah, I think I would have to doctor that story up a little bit. But on the flip side, if it was to come to me, yeah, it would have to. Shit just got real.
I mean, I told him everything. I just told him everything. I was just like, I'm crying. I'm like, he didn't call the house.
What did
he say? I mean, seriously, what did he say?
Man, I would have had to choke your ass out.
Right.
I thought I was going to lose my job.
Your ass
would have got
choked
the fuck out that night.
Wow.
No, seriously, man.
This is what you really do. Your man come to you and tell you the chick he fucking on the side that lost her motherfucking mind. This is what y'all do. Y'all stick together to go get her ass. But when we get back home, nigga, you do. It's the writ at. I'm going to go ahead and take care of it because... You know what I'm saying? Shit, the first rule of life is self-preservation. So, shit, it's either me or her. If she talks me crazy, let's go here and put this shit to an end. Now, since you coming to me, I'm assuming that, okay, you at a point where you want to get right. Or maybe you just scared. But either way it go, we going to go handle this bitch together, and that's the end of our sticking together. Because once we get back, yeah, you too.
Once nah, that shit scared the shit out of me for real.
All bullshit aside, it had, because, I mean, I don't think that you really, I mean, you didn't really look at your husband as a punk, did you?
I didn't look at him as a punk, but I think I get away with a lot of stuff. I think people baby me a lot.
You ain't gotta worry about
me
doing that.
That night.
There's gonna be no babies in the house that night.
I mean, I'm not gonna say he wasn't upset. Yeah, he was mad. I mean, he wasn't the type of person he is. He's not gonna be yelling and throwing shit and all that type of stuff. You know, we talk. We talk.
Can I ask you a question? So do you think, so since you came out and told him the truth and everything about the situation, now, do that put anything in the back of your mind to think that he may start cheating on you or doing anything? And if he did do something and he came out and told you, you know, how would you feel about that?
You know, our relationship was a little bit different. I'm bi, so we were already doing threesomes. He had women all the time. It was like almost every other weekend we was having a threesome with some woman.
Oh.
So that kind of stuff didn't bother me as much as, like, you know, something like that would bother him. You know what I mean?
Hey, well, yeah. I didn't mean to laugh, but hey, I'm just picturing her face. She's like, oh.
Right. That would be right. Like, I guess this question is irrelevant.
Hey, could you just see her? Hey, you could just see her. You know how somebody's face jump back like, oh.
Right.
Hold on, y'all.
Your Honor, strike that question from the record, please. Strike that question from the record.
Right.
I mean, but I am the type of person that I don't like to hurt. I don't like to hurt people I love. I don't like to hurt their feelings. So I am that type of person. You know, I am a little sore. I kind of do things when I want to do them sometimes and don't think about, you know, the consequences. That's just the type of person I've always been. And when I get with somebody who allows me to do that, you know, it just makes it easier for me to be me. But I did feel bad. I felt bad for what I did, especially after everything that had happened. Because, I mean, I almost lost my job because he was threatening people at work. I mean, he wouldn't stop calling the phones. He was showing up at my job. He was showing up where I live. So, I mean, it was a lot of shit going on with that one.
Hey, I just got to, after you finish telling me,
Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a whole place. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Man, I'm sorry. Man, dude, But you know what? Don said he go handle the business. Wow. I mean,
people are surprised. You would be surprised at what people would do when they love somebody. He wasn't gonna let that man hurt me. He wasn't gonna let that, no matter how angry he was. He wasn't gonna let him hurt me.
Man, wow. All right, Tyler, what you think, man? I mean, would you defend him?
Man, I'm killing everybody.
You got to worry about them motherfuckers no
motherfuckers. Fuck that. You shouldn't be out there fucking around any goddamn way. I'm going to call them up and tell them where your ass at. Fuck it.
Oh, my goodness.
Fuck that,
okay,
man.
All right.
And then just say, hey. Hey, you the one fucking my wife? Amen.
Right.
Amen. Come get this bitch.
She over here on 12th Street. Go. Come get this bitch right now.
come get this bitch.
Let me ask.
I had to tell him anyway because he had called his phone acting like a bill collector to try to get him to call back. I was like, you should have acted like you were somebody else. Shit.
Hell nah, I'm not going to call you back. That's if I think you're a bill collector.
Yeah. Right. See, please reach
Blocked.
Right. This number has been deleted.
All right, that
shit black like a motherfucker.
Let me ask everybody. Now, Rev, now all bullshit aside, I mean, would you stand by me? Would you defend me? What would you do?
No, I wouldn't defend you, but I would defend myself.
Okay. All right. Okay, I can respect that. Sunshine, would you defend me?
I don't know, because if I was in that situation, I think I'd handcuff your ass to the bed, text her from your phone, invite her to the house, whoop her ass in front of you, and make you tell her you done.
Wait a minute, hold up.
And then
Stop. Stop. Handcuff me to the bed, bring her over, then whoop her ass?
Yeah.
Sound kind of sexy to me, but nevertheless, get her, baby.
Oh, you gonna get tortured afterwards, so it wouldn't be too sexy.
Am I getting some at any point after this?
Nah.
Nothing?
You have to go to the clinic. You got to get tested and everything before you getting any more of that.
Okay. Whatever she said, I gotta respect it. All right. Poetry. Would you defend me? Well, maybe she still got us on hold. All right. Liquor Store, will you defend me?
I already told you. We gonna go handle it together, but then we flew after that. So I guess I would have to agree with Rev, you know what I'm saying? I'm not necessarily going to defend you, but I am going to defend me.
Okay.
All right. You're wrong. Why should I defend you? You went out there and you decided to cheat on me with a crazy bitch or any bitch. And so, shit, you on your own, brother. What I need to defend you for? You was bold enough, you know what I mean, to fuck with the bros. You bold enough to handle it on your own.
But I told you.
Fuck you. Why? What you coming to me for? I mean, if you coming to me to let me know so that I can, you know, be prepared to defend myself, thanks. But if you coming to me expecting for me to have your back through it all, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it depends on the relationship. It depends on how long we've been at it and how we feel about each other. Now, is this the first offense? Because, okay, if it's the first offense, then, okay, everybody deserves a second chance. If you learn your lesson, okay. All right.
I don't agree with that. I don't think everybody deserves a second chance.
Well,
hold on. Let me ask Janine one more question. Let me just ask Janine one more question.
Mm-hmm.
You knew dude pretty good, right?
Huh?
I said you knew dude pretty good. I mean, the dude that was stalking, you knew him pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and your husband, I'm pretty sure I know you knew him. I mean,
yeah.
But in all honesty, you think he could have really whooped your husband? I mean, if they actually would have went at it, who you think would have won?
Nah, my husband would
have
won.
Oh, okay. So
I say that's the right answer. So I would have lost, you better say I would have won.
You know, he was a quiet, silent motherfucker, but you know them Marines. Them motherfuckers crazy, them motherfuckers.
Yeah, I know.
I got
a
question for Janae.
I've been a friend for too damn long. I know. Fucking jarheads. Fucking little big goddamn
I got a question for Janae. Janae, how did he get all that damn information? He knew too motherfucking much.
I swear to God, he only had my cell phone. We had moved to a different location at my job, and I thought, okay, this would be a good opportunity for me to break up with him because my whole job relocated to a different location. He found out that number. And I mean, okay, I know we got the internet. It was easy for him to find the job number and stuff like that. But I swear to God, I don't know how he found out where I lived. And I think he was following me.
But how he get your husband's
cell phone number? That's what
I don't. I swear to God, I don't know. I swear to God, I did not know. I don't know what that motherfucker was doing, but he found all that shit out.
That had to be a hell of a worker.
He didn't have my address, none of that. He only had my phone number. Now, me and my husband's phone number was similar. You know, the last two numbers were the only two that were different. But other than that, I have no clue.
That motherfucker worked at Sprint.
Because I definitely know better than that. I ain't giving out no information like that, so I don't know.
That's crazy, man.
This nigga done tapped into the motherfucking phone company.
Right. I mean, but you know what? I guess in some type of way, I guess I probably would have been glad that you told me more so than me actually hearing it from him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I ain't gonna lie. It would have been some furniture moved around after you told me. I'm not going to lie to you. But for me to sit there, and I'm sitting there watching TV, and I get this phone call, and you know, every now and then, you finally be like, let me ask this motherfucking phone so I can tell this bill collector leave me the fuck alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm thinking this is a bill collector, and this motherfucker, hey, Cass, like, huh? Hello? Well, I mean, who am I speaking to? Well, you know, this Raymond. Raymond? I mean, bill collectors don't usually be this friendly. Well, who are you? I mean, what company are you calling from? Well, no, I'm not a bill collector. I'm actually calling because I want to tell you about me and Janine. Well, man, you know my wife? Yeah, I know your wife. Me and your wife been real, you know, we've been real intimate. Oh, you have? Yeah, I know about the tattoo on the left ass cheek. And oh, you do? hold on one second, baby. Baby, can you wait one second? Yeah, I got this guy on the line. I'm going to put it on speakerphone. And for me to find out like that, Lord. Man. Damn.
Mm.
Oh, Lord.
You didn't ask me the question. Would I have your back?
Maybe. Okay, now, I've been saying, and Father Time told me this, so I've been trying not to use the word nigga on the show for a while now. Nigga. Okay. Who started all this shit?
Oh, goodness.
Right, so, okay, I'm going to ask you. Vice versa, the situation was on the shoes on the other foot. What would you have done if the shoes on the other foot?
I would have his back because I know some bitches are just crazy like that. Well, see, our situation would have been a little bit different anyway. Because it probably would have been one of the more crazy bitches we had just fucked. They, because it has happened a couple of times. Motherfuckers trying to come live with us and shit like that, you know. So me and him stuck together on shit like that.
Let me catch. I mean, I think everybody else knows, but let me catch Poetry up to speed because she was like, "Oh, Poetry, is she still there? Oh, she still got us on hold." I mean, yeah. I understand, and I mean, I know that y'all had that. I mean, but God damn. I mean, that means you went out the crew. You went out the circle.
What you mean?
So, because, like, I mean, y'all did things as a team, but this one, you did a solo act.
Yeah, I did. I was wrong. I can admit it.
Okay, so now, had this guy ever been part of the circle? Was he ever a part of the circle, or is this just somebody
This is just somebody I met. So we was messing around for like a year.
Oh my
okay.
God!
Calm down, Tama. Calm down. Remember. We're open-minded people on this show.
Oh, my goodness. You know, if I was had a, don't try to come, me know what he had his thoughts to. Nobody is perfect.
Oh, yeah, hey, I ain't said a word. I just said, oh, my God.
And I guess, you know, to him it was great. You know, showing him new things, and we was doing stuff together. You know, it was cool for what it was, but that's all it was for me. It wasn't nothing more than that. It wasn't like I lied to him. I told him, you know, I'm married. This is all this is ever going to be. It's not going any further than that. And once he started acting like he wanted us to move in together and all this shit, I was like, hold on. You go a little bit too far. And he started making like little idle threats, like, you know, you don't need to be with him no more and all this and that. Then you have to end it after that because he getting too involved.
I don't know, man. That's a rough.
That shit was playing out totally different in my house. I'm sorry, that shit would have been totally different.
You, what?
Mm-mm. And this motherfucker calling me? Hell to the door.
Like I said, that goes back to, like, I guess, like I said, and as fucked up as it sounds, I guess I would rather her tell me than me actually hearing this phone call. He didn't have no videos or nothing, did he?
Who, the dude? No. Mm-mm.
Oh,
I don't
okay,
like
okay.
that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because ain't nothing worse than you put a motherfucker sitting here with a DVD, and I pop the DVD in, and first thing I see is his dick in your mouth. Oh, Lord. I feel it faint. I'm about to call.
No, it wasn't nothing like that. But, you know, I had met his family, his sisters and mom and everybody. So that's how I was able to call his mother and tell her.
When you met the family, you should know right then that, he's getting a little bit too serious because, you know, you don't just, I mean, unless that's the type of person he was where, you know, but you start meeting the family, that's taking it up a notch.
Well, okay, I guess I forgot all about that part. What did the mother actually say to him to get him to stop?
I don't know. I really don't know what she said. You know, after I talked to her, she loved me so much, they just all love me.
I mean, Tom.
She was like, he doing what, baby?
I mean, Tama, think about dog. Your mama comes to now, baby, I know she just sucked your dick from the back, but she can't be out there like this.
That's it, man.
I mean, can you imagine your mama telling you some shit like this, baby? Like, yeah, she sucked your dick from the back, baby, and I know you never had that happen before. I know you was trying to see what that be like, but you can't keep going around this girl like that. I mean, no, what do you say when your mama has to come to you like that?
Mind your business, Ma.
Seriously?
Really?
God
mind your business. Just put some money on my books when I need it. That's all you got to do.
No, you
well, can
do
we turn this around?
Go ahead, Felicia. What you about to say?
I was about to say, can we turn this around a little bit? What about if this was a situation like this where, okay, I'm going to put it like this. Say my husband is stalking somebody, and they call the person that he's stalking, calls me to help them get him off their ass. Then what?
Man, that's a hell of a one day right there. God damn.
All right. Yeah, it goes a lot of different ways with that stalking.
Yeah, goddamn. You know what, baby? I didn't even think about that one. Now, let's see. So I guess that being that, like, the dude is calling me saying, hey, man, look here. Your wife just keep fucking up shit over here.
No, I'm going to give you a situation. I done had this situation already before.
Wait, man, hold on before you start. We got another caller.
Hello.
Caller,
hey, how y'all doing? It's Peaches.
What's up now?
What's happening, everybody?
Chilling.
Hey.
Sorry I'm late.
Okay. All right, now, what was the situation?
Okay, the situation is I had done left him already. But he was messing with this girl, and apparently she didn't want to mess with him no more.
Okay.
So he went out to her apartment and beat her up.
Dang.
She had him locked up. Now, I don't know none of this is going on. I knew he was messing with her, but I don't know nothing about the situation, so I get a call. I already had her number. As a matter of fact, I had keys to her apartment, all that. But I didn't even bother.
Wait.
How did you get keys to her apartment?
Because every key that my husband had on his keychain are the keys that I should have had on my keychain. And so when the keys didn't match up, I just went and got the ones that I didn't have made.
Man, you
That's
make a motherfucker keep talking about
see,
marriage, man.
See, y'all didn't know women did that, did y'all?
I didn't know that. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
And, really. Anyway.
God damn.
Anyway, so she calls me, and I said, well, damn, Heather calling my phone? Okay, so I answered, you know, I had somebody taking my hair down, so I got in a private place so I could really hear what she's saying and everything. I said, well, what's up? And first of all, I want to know how you got my number. Oh, he called me from this phone. I said, no, I already know that's a lie because he's never had any of my phones. So how you say you get this number? Well, anyway, make a long story short, she on the phone crying and stuff talking about him and his friend came out there and beat up her and her friend because they didn't want to be bothered with him. And they went to jail, and I said, so why are you calling me? Well, I just want you to tell him to leave me alone, and I don't want you and his and the other guy's wife, I don't want y'all jumping on us because they went to jail. I said, okay, well, what he said, I said, well, you did know you was messing with a married man, right? And she was like, well, he told me y'all was getting divorced. I said, no, we're not together, but I'm not divorcing him. I said, so whatever you got, you deserve, blah, blah, blah. And I said, but make this your last time calling me, and that's all I'm going to say. Well, I just don't want you to do it. I said, well, look here, hon. If I wanted to do something to you, I could have been there, did something to you. I've been had keys to your house for the longest. So then that was that. He bonded out. I don't know if he kept messing with her or what, but that's the story.
Yeah, I can't get over the key part.
Right. That's why I really can't get over the key part. I mean, you just go, okay, let me go see his keys. Okay, I got this key, I got this key. Wait a minute, I ain't got this key.
Right. Yeah, one. Exactly.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
Mm.
Women do that shit, huh?
Right, god damn.
Man, I'm gonna go. Not all women.
I mean,
you have to understand too. They were married. You know what I'm saying? So that's a little bit different than if you just you know, somebody's girlfriend or whatever.
I understand that, but I mean, I got keys on my key ring that, you know, I mean, I'm that type of motherfucker that I don't throw keys away. I got keys from, I actually got keys from my house that I had 7 years ago. I still got the keys to it.
Why?
I just don't throw, I don't know. I don't throw keys away. I don't know. That's probably a bad pet peeve I got. I mean, it's probably why I always got to change my ignition switch. I just never throw keys away.
So
I mean,
you got
I
a key then?
No, I don't have a key. I just don't throw keys away. So, I mean, it'd be like, you know how many different keys you would have on your key ring fucking with me? Ah, damn. Timer?
Hey, that's some new shit on. Like I said, I'm about to go up here and check my keys against hers.
You was crazy for the time.
Oh,
I mean, I never did that, but I have heard people, you know, who did that before. Or sometimes they don't even take the keys. Sometimes they just make copies. You know that little thing you push down on it? Well, you could go get a copy of the key made so you don't actually have to take the keys.
Wow. See, I just walk around with clay in your mouth.
Wow.
And shit.
I thought that shit was just a movie. People do that in real life.
Right.
No, that shit is for real. Wow.
Y'all the gay top idea. Let me see.
I'm saying, man. I'm like, why you buying Play-Doh? We ain't got no babies around here. We ain't no clay.
Right.
You
stupid. I want to talk to you. Baby, I want to talk to you.
I'm just saying, come up here, come out. Hold on, I got to go get some clay.
For what?
So
she can mold that key.
I did not know people do shit like that. I did not know.
Uh-huh. Well, I was really debating on whether I wanted to go in there and kill him one night. That's the reason why I did it.
Ooh-wee. What else is out there?
I just never acted on it.
Thank God you didn't. Thank God you did. We wouldn't want to talk to you from a jail cell. Damn. Well, I mean, y'all got to understand, it was your friend that tied the guy up and whooped his ass, right?
Yeah, but I just heard the one lady said she was going to handcuff her man and whoop his ass when she got done with her.
Hey,
Ken.
Yeah?
Can you tell me what your subject is and repeat the question, please?
I guess the subject, damn, the subject started out with the double standard thing, but with this one, God damn, I mean, that, whew, okay, I'm trying to get my bearings about this.
I see shit
right,
like that on TV.
Right, I mean, we were talking about double standards, about how it's, for easy for a man, like if a man tell you it's nothing but a sexual thing, he's considered a dog. But when a woman tells you it's nothing but a sexual thing, and we get to catch a feelings, we become stalkers and all that type stuff. And oh man, I'm tripping about that tea.
But it's
why
true,
are you
though,
putting keys on your ring you ain't supposed to have?
Right, but it's true, though. Y'all do become stalkers if we tell you it ain't nothing but a sex thing. But when y'all tell us, then, you know, you right. I mean, the whole subject is right, but it all boils down to the beginning like we had on yesterday, and you know where I'm going, communication.
Oh, Lord. It's all about trust.
But why do y'all become stalkers? If y'all tell us it's just a sex thing, we just get what we want, see you later, bye, see you when you want some. But when we tell y'all that, y'all be stalking and calling and following us at the job and, you know.
Well, y'all better hope I don't ever become a stalker because I got copies of them keys like a motherfucker.
Wait a minute. Let me tell you how I knew I had the key to her apartment. Because one day when he left the house, I followed him. I already had the keys. But I followed him, and he got out the car, and he took his keys, and he opened the door. So I knew I had the key.
Did you ever tell him?
No, wow. No. Why would I tell him? I didn't tell her. Later on down the line. Yeah, once he was locked up, I told him. But I had to keep all my secrets under wraps in case I needed to gather some more evidence. But once he was locked up, you know, I had already left him before he got locked up. But once he was locked up, I told him all that shit I did.
What did he?
Was he mad at you?
He said, "Well, you didn't ever say nothing." He said, "Well, you didn't ever say nothing." Then I said, "Shit, I wasn't supposed to."
That's right. You don't
never
let your right hand know what your left hand do.
I tell you what he said while he was sitting there.
You're the dog, motherfucker.
Yeah, right.
No, he was a dog, motherfucker. He just didn't know who he was fucking with.
Oh, tell him again.
I said he was a dog, motherfucker. He just didn't know who he was fucking with.
All right, all right.
There ain't no all right shit. That's some crazy ass shit.
All right, all right.
He doesn't have a
the woman's nation.
And people some shit like that.
Then I got a crazy ass mind because that's the type of shit I do. I might not argue with you when you come in or if you don't come home or and all that, but believe me, I got some shit up my sleeve.
I can see you right now. You in there taking a shower. You in there stirring some mashed potatoes comparing keys.
I wouldn't do that then. I had to wait till he was all the way knocked out before I pulled moves like that. I had to make it to Walmart and everything, get them keys made before he woke back up.
But think about what you're saying. You sitting there, you taking two keys, put them together, looking at the edges.
Right.
To see if they match.
Every key that I had, we married now. Every key that was on my chain, we should have had the same keys on our chain.
He might have had work keys.
He might have what?
Okay. Work keys, you know, keys for the job.
That nigga didn't work. If he was working, he wouldn't be locked up right now.
Okay, so what if it was somebody like that? What if it's somebody like me who just keep keys? I mean, like I said, I just keep keys.
Well, I'd be making them all just in case. I mean, if you just keep keys and you ain't out doing things you ain't supposed to be doing, then there's not an issue.
If he wasn't staying out all night
and doing things that he wasn't supposed to do, I would have never thought. Let me make some keys because he ain't stayed here. Like he had to stay somewhere. Now where has he been going?
Okay.
You're crazy ass. You never made no keys anyway.
No,
crazy.
Hold on. Okay, so it was an issue behind it. This wasn't just no. Fuck, I'm just going to wake up one morning and buy some keys. I mean, it...
No.
Something happened, there's some history behind that.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Let me ask you this. How long were you doing that? I mean, how many keys did you...
I only had to do it one time.
Ooh-wee. Man, that's crazy.
Yeah, the crazy thing is that I could have went in there and did something to him. I really could have if I wanted to.
Well, yeah, if you got the damn key, I can see the police now. Well, there's no sign of forced entry. It had to be somebody
that
didn't know.
Right.
You scot-free.
That's the part that I'm thinking about, like, God damn.
There's no forced entry. She went there and killed everybody.
Right.
Got the police
to get
somebody they know.
Right. Shit, her brother, they came in and killed everybody. You know, he got a record.
Right. Ain't the windows broke, the door ain't kicked in. Well, whoever came down there had a key. She stopped free like a motherfucker. She wanted motherfuckers out there behind a yellow line looking. What happened?
All right, okay, so then let me ask my ladies. I mean, all right, now, Janine, I'm going to start with you, okay? I mean, you said that happens more often than what me and Father Time think.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so you actually, you know about this thing, this key thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a bunch of friends that used to do that all the time. They actually had to play. They actually had the little thing. It just had, it only you could do one key at a time. But, yeah, when they sleep or something like that, they did the clay
holes
and everything. It's a little thing. It's not big. It ain't like it.
Yeah,
like it's a big old thing. It's just a little
claymore
for a key.
Man, motherfucker got to sleep with his keys now, man. God damn. Y'all talk about a cell phone. That's invasion of privacy.
Or if y'all don't live together or something, I have friends that'll take a copy of your key just so they can get in your house while you ain't there.
What?
Oh, my friend,
you
be in
there
lounging.
Your
ass at work.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
I told you, your life and the people you know, that is a motherfucking movie. I swear, you should just always be recording. You should just always
okay.
be recording.
Hey, man, I got half on the stage, dog.
Right.
I got half on the stage, man. We got to lock our shit up now.
Okay. Now, okay. Sunshine, you still with me?
The most I did was rifle through the worst I did was rifle through your pockets for money.
You did what?
Okay, now that's common. I think all of them do that.
Exactly.
Do what? I didn't hear it. What was it?
Rifle through your
pockets for money.
Oh yeah. And phone number.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Right. I mean, you expect that to happen. You know you're going to, especially if you're full of that shit. You come in the house, you already know you're going to be, you know you're going to be short when you wake up. But, all right, first time, what about the key thing? I mean, do you know anybody that do that?
Nah. Thank you.
At least I ain't never said it.
Okay, now hearing what they just said, would you do it?
No.
Oh. Thank you. Will you marry me?
I'm not going to make no copies and no keys or as if don't come home. If you ain't been coming home, I'm just going to get the lunch time.
Yeah, and I don't want you making no copies of my keys, shit.
I'm copying all the keys.
All
right. Fuck that, I'm copying. I mean, dog, imagine this, man. You at work,
shit.
You come to the crib, you at work, you get off work, you come home, right? And you know, I know you always into the wrestling game. You come to the crib, you cut your game on, and it's a different game in the motherfucking game. You know, it's a different game in there, and you live by yourself.
Right.
And like, you walking around the crib like, what the fuck is going on? Who the fuck is in the crib?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You know, ain't nobody got a key but you.
And why do we smell like flowers and roses in this bad boy? You know what I'm saying? What is this? What is this shit I'm smelling?
Man, I'll be tripping, man. That shit tripped me out. I got to change my lock. If my game ain't in there, there's a different game in there. Something's going on.
Right.
I mean, changing your
house,
you got your keys. So what you really
right. doing? I got grease on the stove and shit. No, I just
right,
keep kidding up.
I'm thinking if I'm living by myself, it's probably only one or two people I'm gonna give a key to anyway. That would probably be my mother, and I don't even know if I'd get a key to my kids because I don't know. Probably be my mother. So I instantly get on the phone. Ma, you been over here? Nah, ain't been over there. You know, and then my question is like, well, she probably, I live 200 miles away. How in the hell I'm over there? You know what I'm saying? So now, who the hell been in my house?
Right. Did you call a landlord like, hey, was maintenance in my crib playing my game or something? The fuck going
right.
on?
Yeah. Now, that's my next question. Hey, man, look. If y'all send the motherfuckers over here to fix shit, they need to stop fucking with my game system. Now I'm arguing with them on the phone because I'm thinking these motherfuckers didn't play my game. And then these motherfuckers didn't have the decency to put my game back. Fuck it. We're going to keep the game we want to play in now.
Right. We play it tomorrow.
Like they coming back.
They had to cut out in a hurry.
Shit been saved. Shit been saved. They the motherfuckers lose points. Oh, hell no.
That shit will fuck my head up, man. I'd be scared sleeping that motherfucker, man.
I think it's better to have the keys made because I got a cousin that she wouldn't even bother with no mess like that. She would just break in the house, just break in and tear shit up and slice up his women and all that kind of stuff.
She should have got shot in her ass.
All right. Well, she did it.
Okay.
That's when you need to go and get you one of them little teddy bear cameras. You know what I'm talking about? Set that shit up somewhere so you can see.
Okay. See, they probably already know
my husband knew better than to have somebody in the house. He knew better than that. Now, I had left him. He knew he couldn't have nobody there, and I knew neither one of us was staying in the house, actually. So, you know, but by that time, I had already had the keys made and had them left him, so it wasn't about me and him. She had called me at this point, and that's when I let her know, you know, I already had all. If I wanted to do something to you, I could have been done did it.
That would have scared
you. She hurried up and changed her lock.
Hell yeah.
She's probably a nun.
I ain't fucking with him no more. You got your fucking old lady getting keys to my crib. Oh, no. You the best ass nigga.
Like
I'm not
talking.
Hell yeah, she's a nun. She went to a convent.
Mm-hmm. She catching the Holy Ghost right now somewhere. Scared in a motherfucker.
That is crazy.
Nah, she ain't. She just went to another dude. I seen her get whooped in the club one night about messing with somebody else's husband, boyfriend, or something. And I was really laughing.
Yeah, that's what you get, bitch.
Mm-hmm. I sure did say that.
I'll drink to that.
She probably went over there, snuck
the kick in. She'd be like, old dog. Y'all get off of her, punk motherfucker. You had that little ass kick in. I told you I'd get you back, bitch.
That's crazy, man. I've never heard that shit before. Motherfucker got keys to your crib, you don't know. Keys to your woman crib. We in that city, you just come back and fuck up.
Look here, Brian. I'm going to tell you, tonight's show with Jadine talking about this, she had to go tell the motherfucking husband that her boyfriend was too. God damn, man. You women are motherfuckers, boy, I tell you. And they say we some motherfuckers.
I mean, I want to know some more slick shit y'all be doing. I need to start opening my eyes. Somebody hook me up. Tell me what's going on.
No, don't say that now, y'all. He going to start an argument tonight. Let me see your keys.
Yeah. I'm going to check some keys. I know that. Now, I know you ain't got the key to this. I know you ain't got this key on your key ring. Let me see your key ring. She better not match it either.
Oh, shit. Bad part.
That's crazy, man.
It's not crazy, really. I didn't think it was crazy.
To me, that is crazy as hell.
What's so crazy about it?
Why are you copying my keys?
Just in case I want to come in and kill you and that woman, if that's what I feel like doing.
You don't find that
that's
crazy?
That's crazy, too.
Well, it's crazy then.
Okay, y'all.
I mean, hey, some shit I never heard of before.
Check this out, y'all. I know yesterday you said the SinCityRadio.net was dead, but I guess they decided to give us another chance, so the site's back up. Now, we're gonna go on record to say this is as of right now, we still Sin City, we still Sin City Radio. But you know what? I can't even say it. Father Time, you gotta tell them. I just feel bad every time I say it. You gotta tell them the stipulations, man. It just hurts my heart just to say it.
According to the terms that we agreed to, we cannot no longer have any nudity on the site. Point blank. Okay.
I don't mean.
Bro, I'm kind of just fine, but we got to be covered up. Not even cartoons.
So, not even filters and stuff?
Not even who?
Like filters, you know how you can, you know what I mean, just like mask it or something?
Nope. You got to have on clothes. Bra and panties is fine. But that's about the farthest you can go.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Well, I mean, we're just there for now, but I'm telling y'all now, next month we're going into future endeavors. We're going back, I mean, I believe in this. We started this as being uncensored, and we're going to end this being uncensored. So if y'all just bear with us, give us just next month, we will be back to running the way we was. I'm going to make sure of that. Sin City Radio's always been, you've been able to say and do whatever you want, and we're going to keep it that way.
And that don't mean not belong to the site. The site's still up. We still need participation.
Yeah, I mean, until next month, I mean, like I said, give us to next month. We will be on something new. But right now, the man trying to keep us down. The man trying to keep his foot on our neck. But we will rise.
What happened to all of the photos that were already there? Like, where do those go?
I took them down.
Oh, you had to do it. Okay.
So you deleted all of them?
Yeah.
You got them in your private computer.
That nigga took a million screenshots.
No, they all deleted.
I deleted
them all.
Right. Right, he ain't let me get a chance to get on and get a catch. But damn, I did like that picture. I get on, everything gone. I put a tear in my eye. I'm like, oh Lord.
My own private computer.
Right, that's good. He got the luxury of getting everything.
Yeah, that was nice. Yeah, I need a good laugh. That's a good laugh. Thank you. No, I deleted them all.
Y'all, like I said,
I'm a big fool anyway.
At least give us to next month. I mean, keep the radio. Keep the website going, y'all. But give us to next month. Like I said, I'm gonna make sure personally that, you know, like I said, I believe we started this uncensored. We're going to end this uncensored. So just give us the next month, and we'll be back up running full blast. Just another way for the man to try to keep us down.
Damn, man, so all of your your Cast Chronicles are gone too?
Yep.
That is fucked.
All that time I took on those cartoons, gone.
Mm-mm.
But
well,
don't worry. Like,
the website's still there.
Oh, I'm not tripping out.
Still there.
I know.
Since a lot of hard work went into posting all them pictures.
Exactly. I mean, it's not long it took me to get through those cartoons, man. Those cartoons was precious to me.
Well, I hope y'all got all it saved. So when we move, then you can repost it.
Oh, I could just get them from you, and you could repost them for me.
Hey, I didn't keep them. I didn't keep not one of them. Straight up.
Hey, I'm not even cartoon.
All right, not even cartoon.
That's all right. Just let us know when the next,
Girl said, hopefully next month that the new site will be up. I'm determined to see pussy. I'm not.
Yeah, some nice pictures on there.
Damn, boy, that's what get tit of my every time I look at the site. I mean, we even have to take the backdrop off. Oh my god!
Hey, I think the black look cool though.
Oh boy. Oh, Lord. I get depressed every time I think about it. I just get depressed. But nevertheless, this has been a very, very, very insightful show. Today's show has been very insightful. I don't know what you think, dog.
Oh, I learned some things. I definitely learned some things.
And for a motherfucker to say, let's stick together, that embarks a whole new meaning now. He crazy, let's stick together. that dad's the baddest motherfucker I know. Then the good Rev, oh my goodness, good Rev say, I make keys. Ah, damn.
Woo. You're the dog, motherfucker!
Rev, did he laugh? I mean, what did he say when you was like, well, you know, I had keys to the house the whole time?
He says, he don't know, he still tries to say he wasn't messing with these people, that was business and all that, but whatever. You know, we all know the truth, so it really don't even matter now. Like I said, by that time, I had done left him and everything, so.
Okay.
He denied it all the way to the end, huh?
He didn't tell the truth until he had been locked up about four or five years.
Yeah, at that point, that was the least of his worries.
He waited to the last motherfucking minute to do it, though. He held on to that shit. That was business.
Okay, I need an update. I need an update. Whatever happened to your girl that tied the guy up and whooped his ass?
She probably did.
Oh, guess what? I seen him and her at divorce court last week, and I hadn't seen him in years.
They're on a TV show, Divorce Court?
No, the court here, the courthouse here.
Oh, okay.
Man, so was that so he forgave her for that?
Oh, yeah, he didn't go nowhere at that right when it happened. No.
And it was her mother that had to come untie him, right?
Right. She left and went to the casino and called her mama after a while and told her to go on time because he might got to use the bathroom or something.
And he forgave her.
Mm-hmm.
He's a better man than me. There's no way she could have came home. He better hit big.
Y'all just be talking.
Shit.
Yeah,
you ain't finna tie me up and then leave me?
Beat me with a belt?
Y'all be surprised what y'all put up with when y'all really love somebody.
Shit, ain't that much love in the world.
You tied
okay,
me up.
Okay, y'all, that's just y'all talking, but I'm trying to dig.
Okay, I'm not saying that we're not going to put up with something, but goddamn, you think you're going to just physically abuse me? Man,
really?
I can put up with a lot
of
shit.
My little licks don't hurt, y'all.
A belt?
This ain't no 7 years of slave.
Oh, just emotional hits.
Yeah, all right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm like Bernie Mac, man. I'm from that small town. I wish a motherfucker would. Tie me up.
Don't wish, it can happen. You know, it can happen.
Not to me.
He probably didn't think it could happen to him either, but it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't going to happen to me. You're not finna tie me up and beat me with a belt and then leave me tied up.
You know what?
And then call somebody a couple hours later and let me out. Fuck.
I'm not going to say it can't happen because Lord knows anything can happen to anybody. But the repercussions from that happening, oh, my God. Yeah,
the most embarrassing part of it all should have been for him. He was naked like that, and her mama had to come in there and tie him.
Like I said, the repercussions from that. No, I don't think that I just talked about that. No, I mean, okay, maybe. We need to talk. Yeah, you're right. We do. Because I'm going to kill you.
How do you look in front of her mama? You tied up. And her mama got to come and let you out. How does that make you look?
Man, and I know this is not the smartest answer, but once her mama untied me, I'm holding this bitch for ransom. Come here. I'm not, your mama not get that out of here to you. Probably would have regretted it once they got me for kidnapping, but somebody going to have to pay. Now, your brother
and that ain't crazy.
And your brother and sister's going to be mad as hell at you. Well, why did you get mama involved in this anyway?
Well, this new woman, I know she catching it because I know he ain't taking none of that stuff off this new one. She catching hell.
Yeah, I got to. I mean, you got to. And I'm pretty sure every motherfucker he meet from that point on is cat. Bitch, I wish you would come to me with some handcuffs. I'll kill you.
Eva, what you doing with that rope?
Right. Lost your mind, home.
Right.
I'll kill you.
He's jumping like a motherfucker. Every time you see a rope, that motherfucker jump.
He got a list of shit that is not allowed to come in the house. Ain't allowed to be no rope, no tape, no handcuffs, no ribbons, no none of that shit.
You can't even have no sewing needles and shit in there. No sewing thread, none of that shit. Anything that can tie. No shoestrings, off at the door.
He don't wear ties. He like, bitch, don't you ever buy me a tie.
Right.
Nothing you can restrain me with, period.
All right, if it ain't a clip-on, I don't want it. And it better be a bow tie at that. I don't want shit with no length on it that it can tie me up.
He taking the belt from off her robe. You can't have nothing. Nothing that is strange.
Let it blow in the wind.
Look, their whole house is wireless. They can't have no extension cords, no DVD wire.
Everything wireless.
Right.
Oh, my God. All right, y'all. We got to get up out of here. Shit, dude. We ran over again. This has by far been one of the most... I've learned a lot on today's show. And so you're never too old to learn, and I damn sure done learned a lot. I learned that the good rap... Good Rev is crazy. I heard that Janine is crazy. I learned these the boldest. These bold motherfuckers. All right. Check this out before we get out. I mean, y'all know how we do. Janine, you got any last words for us?
Yes, it was a good show. It was good talking to everybody. And I'm not crazy.
Okay, deranged.
Crazy than a motherfucker. Crazy than a fish with titties.
I'm just loved.
Uh-huh. I'd have loved you more than anybody at your funeral. Why did you have to tell me that? I didn't mean to tell her.
Oh, you thought that shit was funny, Father Pat?
Yeah, I thought it was funny. I'll be right there next to him supporting you. I'm sorry, Tom.
Right. Just hold me up. Oh, yeah. You didn't have to tell me that,
dog. It's
going to
be all right,
man.
It's
going to
be all right.
Hey, then you look down at that question, get that last little, you dirty bitch, you. Oh, man.
You made me do this shit. You did this shit.
Right. I had to fight the brothers off and shit. Fight brothers, the old man and the cousins. What you walking here for? But look here, motherfucker. Before y'all, I understand y'all motherfucker related, but shit. All right, y'all men first. Think about if y'all old ladies would have did it. Everybody at the funeral turn around looking at their old lady like, bitch, I wish you would. Everybody getting smacked up at that funeral. Matter of fact, get your bald head ass in the car right now. We leave
it. They looking over at their women talking about, you know how she died, right?
You know how she died.
Well, how? You know why?
Right. That's how you got your last words for us.
It was a good show. I miss y'all.
I mean, you do know we're a phone call away, that's all. Every Tuesday.
Yeah, but I'm in school. I got a 4.0 GPA to maintain, so I'll be
4.0?
You go, girl. Yeah.
Okay, smart-ass motherfucker, you.
Hey, that's where the money at.
Hey,
I'm a paper
chaser. What's your major?
What'd you say? You a chubby chaser?
No, I say what's your major?
Computers.
Okay. What did she say? Did she say a chubby?
I said a paper chaser.
Oh, okay. I thought you said a chubby chaser. I'm like, what the hell? I got it. What's cool? I'm sorry. I heard wrong. The good Rev. What last words you got for us?
I thought it was a good show, and I'm not crazy either. I'm thorough.
Early crazy, but okay.
So you're on your way.
Right. Certified.
Psycho.
Whatever.
Hey, that would come nuts.
You just go smack them keys up, Father Time. That's what you do.
About you, too. You show over. I'm checking keys like a motherfucker up there. I ain't lying.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Look at Stowe. Any last words?
Yeah, real good show tonight, y'all. Real good show tonight. Shit, if anybody ask you, that was Senior City, bitches.
That's what's up. Big dog, what you got for me?
Shit, should be two car keys, the top lock, the bottom lock, the garage lock.
No, man, I mean, you got your last word.
Yeah, lock. Oh, six keys, to be six total. Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet.
SinCityRadio.net, y'all. That's what's up.
All right, y'all. Till next week. Peace out.